change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is the Nonprofit Snapcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mickey Desai. Very happy today to be speaking with Roden Monrose. Roden is the founder and CEO of Kairi Club. Roden, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for joining me today. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while.
Likewise. Looking forward to...
So there's a bunch I want to talk about, not the least of which is board diversification. But let's talk a little bit about your past and what led up to the founding of Kairi Club. You grew up in New York, is that right?
Yeah, I lived in New York since I was 12 years old.
And how does that play, or does that play into Kairi Club? How did you get to a point where you wanted to find something? And maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. Maybe it makes sense just to sit back and talk for a second about what Kairi Club is.
I think it does play in, to the extent that when I came to America, I lived in New York, nonprofits played an important role in opening opportunities for me, my sister. It made it possible for my mom, who was a single parent, to just provide opportunities that were not available to her. And again, especially as it relates to education-based nonprofits and after-school programs and scholarships, nonprofits played an important role.
Got it. And so looking at those nonprofits, is that what influenced the start of Kairi Club, or was it a combination of other experiences as well?
I think it was that was like a foundational experience, but it also had to do with the fact that when I worked on Wall Street, learned about the different sides of the different ways that you could be involved in a nonprofit as a professional. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people I worked with served on nonprofit boards, and it was obvious that they were finding a sense of fulfillment from that work that was like just not possible to get at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I also noticed that a lot of my peers felt that desire to want to get involved and make an impact. So Kairi Club kind of came about through these combination of experiences, because I saw that there needed to be a way for people who cared to get involved and make a difference.
Right. You call Kairi Club a social impact networking platform. So in my mind, before I even did any digging, my first question was, we're talking about something similar to LinkedIn, but with a distinct focus on social services. That's not accurate though, is it?
It's fairly accurate. In that, like, we are building an online community of professionals in the corporate world. We have 30 clients and we're operating in different cities. The one unifying factor for everyone is that they have committed to, in terms of the corporate clients, they're committed to like giving their employees access to this opportunity to join nonprofit boards. And the thing I think I like about the whole experience is that everyone benefits from being part of Kairi Club. The companies have employees who are happier, more fulfilled, and therefore more productive. The nonprofits get free access to a huge talent pool that was not readily available to them. It's like not easy to come by without a great deal of effort. And the employees are benefiting because they're able to connect with causes that they're passionate about. And you don't have to make that choice of, do I choose to make an impact or do I choose to make money? You, through board service, have the opportunity to do both.
Yeah. Yeah. So educate me, please, because I haven't built my own profile yet, and I will certainly be doing that as soon as we hang up this call. But how do you do that? How do you make the connection between a professional and a potential board?
So I like to draw a comparison with dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense where, like, you sign up and you build a profile page. We have matching algorithms that will make recommendations for you based on your profile. And it's going to be unique to you. It's also designed in a way where the more you use the platform, the better the recommendations get and the better the, your experiences in terms of the organizations that surface, it's kind of more akin to like the more you use Netflix, the more like the better shows that's going to be tailored for you.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Now I really can't wait to check it out. I just wrote a blog piece this morning on diversifying boards and different steps that boards can take to help diversify themselves. The research is still sort of staggering, considering the breadth of diversity that nonprofits actually serve around the globe. The vast majority of board leaders tend to be very homogenous in makeup. How does Kari Club help? Does Kari Club target then the individual to help with diversity issues on boards, or is there any outreach to boards themselves as they choose to try to diversify their makeup?
Yeah, so we have done a lot in that realm, and especially since last year, I think there was just a much greater awareness of diversity as a problem at the board level. It's something that I've always been passionate about. Many nonprofits are operating in communities that largely consist of Black and Brown people, and their board composition tends to be very homogenous, very white, straight male. And so it became important for us as a platform that makes it possible for these organizations to connect with board members. We wanted to be part of the solution. And so we have leaned in, we've gotten all of our clients to also support that initiative. We have countless nonprofits that are eager to recruit diverse candidates. And we have done a lot in that. And I'm excited for being able to really ramp that up in 2021, because there is no shortage of work to be done in that arena.
Right. No, absolutely. I have to ask, how do you monetize the entire effort?
Our corporate clients pay us. Mm-hmm. So if we're using a LinkedIn or dating site analogy, it would be like your employer would pay for your dating site account or your LinkedIn account.
I see. That's a very cool model. What you said, personal experiences and you're passionate about board diversity. Why? I mean, I kind of know why, but I want to hear your reasons. Why is this such a hot issue for you?
I mean, as a society, I think it's like we are all better served when boards are more diverse. I think that the more people contributing to the conversation of solving some of our problems in different communities, the better. I think the more people who are from those communities involved in those conversations at the board level, the more you will get, the greater the impact and outcomes. On a personal level, I am a Black male, and it's something that I've always seen in terms of nonprofits that are doing work in communities and not really reflecting that community. I grew up in Harlem, predominantly Black community, and plenty of nonprofits do work there. But like if you look at the board, it is not always reflecting the community that's the nonprofits are serving.
Right. Would you say that there's any harm in allowing that to continue?
Yes, because if we don't have more diversity, I think we're just going to continue doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And obviously that's never good for anyone.
Right. Roden, what do you think of current events? How is this influencing your passion and your urgency for moving the Kari Club agenda forward?
I think current events really puts a magnifying glass on the whole situation. And I'm encouraged by the fact that companies are being more open to having these board placement programs for their Black and Brown employees. I know that this is a solvable problem. Nonprofits don't have to pay to get access to Kari Club. So really, there should not ever be the reason of not having access to pipeline diverse candidates. That should not ever be a reason why a nonprofit should claim that it cannot have a diverse board.
Right. How is this going to change our future?
I think we're going to have a more inclusive future. I think we're going to have a more open future. And I think we're going to be, we're just going to do a better job in general at solving some of the more intractable problems that we're facing as a society, as communities.
So I'm going to ask you in a minute how a nonprofit can ask you questions about Kari Club, and I'm certainly going to point people towards the website. But what is one thing you would tell nonprofits as they struggle with how to diversify their boards?
Well, I would tell them to come to us. I mean, as long as the nonprofit is in good standing, after we like vetted them, they're going to be welcome on our platform. We don't have any, we don't have any organizations that are excluded. As long as you're a 501c3 in good standing, you could be on Kari Club. I understand that typically the reason for, organizations saying they don't have a board is overwhelmingly that they don't have access to pipeline. And in which case, like, the simple solution is to just join our platform. We can solve that for them, and it's not going to cost them anything. So, yeah.
So as for me, as an individual, I'm not working with the company. It's just me, myself, as a freelancer. Can I participate in what's happening on Kari Club?
Not yet is the answer. It's really, and part of the reason why it makes sense for us, at least at this stage, to work for companies, is that a lot of our clients, like, they already do a pretty good job vetting the people they hire for background checks, etc. And so there is a level of like quality control when we are getting candidates through, corporate clients. We have not developed a method to apply that same level of screening for individuals. And so it just, for now at our current stage, makes more sense for us to continue doing it that way until we build that capability.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. That way you're at least making sure that you have people of a certain caliber.
Exactly.
To interact with the nonprofits. Yeah, no, that's cool. So here's the moment. How do we get nonprofits to take a look at Kari Club and get plugged in?
It is as straightforward as going to kariclub.com. We have a form on the site that allows the nonprofits to indicate to us that they're interested in joining our platform. Once we hear from them, someone on my team will reach out to start the conversation and get them set up. The setup is actually very straightforward, very like not complicated at all. It would be roughly the same amount of effort as it would to build your Facebook page.
Oh, that does sound pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Thank you. If it were appropriate and if a nonprofit had any questions, how would you suggest they go about getting their questions answered?
We have, again, forms on our website that allows them to contact us. So they are welcome to do that there. It's probably the best way for us to address those. Once they have access to Kari Club, it will even have more access to our team. And if they have any other questions, then like that's going to be even easier for them. But as an introduction, as a first way of saying hello, just reach out to us through our website. If they could email hello@kariclub.com, that's another way to just reach out.
Great. And we'll make sure we include the URLs in that email in our show notes before the episode goes live. Roden, this is fantastic and exciting. I can't wait for it to become accessible to a person like me who's not currently with a company. And thank you. Thank you for making the time to do this interview with me today.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about 2021. I think that all the stars have aligned. There are so many nonprofits that are interested in getting involved. There are so many companies that are really embracing this as a form of getting their employees more engaged. And there are just countless people, countless individuals who, especially just given what we've all experienced, are excited and looking forward to making an impact to help rebuild and heal our.
Yeah, I think I think so too. I'm kind of optimistic about 2021. I would like to, you know, I'm chomping at the bit to see exactly what good stuff can get accomplished this year. So I wish you a ton of success with Kari Club, and And again, thank you for taking the time this afternoon to do this interview with me.
Thank you for the awesome work you're doing. And those spotlights are important.
To our listeners, thank you as always for joining us. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the show and leave us a rating via whatever mechanism you use to listen to the Snapcast. Your 5-star ratings make us more findable by search engines, and we are grateful to you for helping us grow our audience. In the meantime, we'll see you with another episode in a few days.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.